Dorlans, we haven't seen him obviously in a while. What did you do while he was out, and how ready do you think he would be to play if you put him out there, if you had to put him out there?
I mean, when he was out, he was in the meetings. He was, you know, learning, trying to stay abreast of what we're doing from week to week. He's been out there working the past couple of weeks to get his legs back out in the room, get back in football type conditioning. If he's called on to play, he needs to give a winning performance. So it's no difference than anybody else.
What did you like about him this summer before he got hurt?
Well, he's quick. He's a little guy, but he plays bigger than what he is. He can play inside. He's really quick. He has really good feet. He has decent vertical speed. So the things that you know interests us, you can see those things during the summer before he got hurt.
I was talking to a couple of your guys earlier in the week asking him what makes Gunter so difficult to play against for opposing receivers, and the common answer was that he's able to get his hands on a receiver on just about every play, and that's not something that every corner in the league is able to do. So what do they mean by that? Why wouldn't every corner be able to do that, and why is Gunter able to do it?
I don't know who you asked on that. I don't know if he necessarily gets his hands on every play, but he has a technique that he uses that's similar to a number of guys in this league that use it. You know, D'Angelo Hall uses it, Charles Woodson uses it, Sherman uses it. You know, this is a really aggressive press type technique, and he's getting better at it. You know, so that's his game. He's a hands-on type player. Some people press with their feet more than they press with their hands. Tremont, he presses with his feet more, so he would still widen you, but he might not necessarily bring his hands until the junction point. Patrick Peterson, he's the same way. Patrick, sometimes he doesn't get his hands on until 4 or 5 yards, but that's his game. But he's still aggressive once he does get his hands on. You know, Gunt, he more of gets his hands on at the line of scrimmage and tries to ride from there. You know, that's his game.
He had a couple of difficult games a few weeks back, but he seems like he's bounced back really well from that. What does it say about a young guy who can kind of shrug that off and not get kind of fall into a slump?
You know, I really think he had one difficult game. That was Dallas. He had a difficult play in Washington, and we put him in a very bad situation, to be honest with you, in that game, because I don't think he played poorly that game. We put him in a bad situation on that one play, and he looked poor in that situation. You know, the things that we've asked him to do, especially, you know, this year, we've asked him to be the one. We've asked him to match. He's in my opinion, stepped up to the challenge. I mean, each week he's playing more aggressively. He's playing with great confidence. He's being a leader. And that's sort of hard for a second-year free agent guy that probably played, less than 30 plays last year on defense to come in the season as being the four. And now you're not only being asked to be the one, but you're being asked to match guys, to match Odell, to match Julio, to match T.Y. Well, I don't think we matched T.Y., but Jefferson, you know, Jeffries from Chicago. So we've asked him to match those guys. And on those days, I think he did solid. So,
did you know he had that mental toughness? Or is that something you just kind of learned?
No, he has that from day one. You know, he's from Montgomery, Alabama, you know, so I've known about him for a while. I know people that know him, and he's a solid guy. I mean, he's a solid guy, and the way that he works, he's the type of guy that you want around the whole time, you know, and I know he's not, people talk about his speed, this, that, and the third, but he has mentally what it takes to be a very good player in this league. And that's a part of it. Some of these guys might have the speed and they can jump and they can do all of this and that, but mentally they don't have it. And mentally he does. So hopefully I can make sure that he's always in the right position and we can get, you know, quality play from him.
There were a couple of plays that he made this past week where I think he had a PBU or whatever, and he would show a little bit of emotion after, which is not necessarily what he's known for. Is he starting to open up a little bit more as he gets this increased playing time?
I think he's getting more comfortable with it. You know, when you have challenging moments, you know, and you sometimes question yourself, but, you know, when you make plays, it brings confidence. And that's one thing, you know, I haven't referenced Sam a lot, but I always talked about the energy that Sam brought to the defense. you know, and that's something that I'm looking for, you know, a spark plug. Sam, if you always notice, he's always jumping around, slapping. I believe in positive touches, and I believe in the energy that you can bring your teammates. And so I believe Gunt's positive play is bringing him more confidence and more energy to the plays.
Rough moments for some of the young guys collectively throughout the season, but when you look at how much room there is to grow, they're still young guys. How good do you think they can be, if not right now, if not in the past, then in the near future?
You know, I don't want to really talk about the future on things. My real focus is on the right now, and we need to be very, very good come Sunday, because we have a really good team coming in here. And I'm not trying to dodge your question in any kind of way, but to answer it the way that I think is best is to have a great understanding that if we're not on point this Sunday against a very good football team, all right, we don't have a chance to win. So we have to make sure we do our job. We're where we're supposed to be. We make plays when we have those opportunities, that we have the ability to match what their defense can do, because they have the great defense, you know, and they're going to be difficult to score on. And we got to make sure that when we have opportunity to make plays, that we make them, period. And so that's where my focus is right now.
Dodge Sunday, obviously. I'm just curious on how good a young group of corners can be if they get the opportunity to grow together.
You know, the group has a long ways to go, in my opinion. Okay, we're not even close to being what we should be, and so we have a long ways to go. We've had some really good groups here, the 9 group with Wood, Al, Tremont, the 10 group with Sam, Tremont, Wood, the 12 group was really good, the 14, 15 group was really good. This group here, we have a ways to go, and I have a ways to go to get them there. And so that's where I am with them right now, and we all understand that.
Joe, I'm not sure if you get a chance to watch, but what have you thought of what Casey's done this year in San Diego?
I've been really pleased with Casey. You know, I've always said Casey's a ball magnet, and he is – really proven that this year. I mean, I think he has 7 interceptions. Not only has Casey been able to get the ball, I know he didn't get it for us last year, but he always has the ability to have low completion percentages, even though he plays off. And the games I've seen him some this year, he's played more press. He's using the offhand jam a little bit more than he's done in the past. He's playing aggressively. He's playing with great confidence. And he's making a lot of plays, and I'm very, very pleased for him. He's had the skill set, and it's good to see him take off the way that he has.
What stands out to you about Baldwin, who's not big, obviously, and I don't think he was, like, super fast coming out, but he's made a million plays?
I think he is an underrated player in this league. I mean, some people just play football, and he's a football player. And you can start with the way that he works on special teams. Go look at his special team clips, how hard he works there, and that transfer to when he's on the field at receiver. He blocks. He can play any position, the X, the zebra, the Z. He can catch the ball away from his body. He understands how to run routes. He understands where the holes in the coverages are. He can pick up blitzes, and he's always the hot guy that Russell can get to right away. I mean, he's a above-the-shoulders type player that plays with grit, and I think he's an underrated player in this league. He deserves a lot more credit than he's been given.